This is the Sakar Murli of 7th of March 2025. Essence, sweet children, this original eternal drama is predestined. Whatever scene passes, it will repeat after a cycle. Therefore, always remain carefree. Question. What signs indicate that this world has now reached its Tamopradhan stage? Answer. Day by day, upheavals continue to happen, and there is so much chaos. Robbers beat people up and loot everything. There is so much damage caused by rainfall out of season. All of these signs indicate that this world is Tamopradhan. Tamopradhan nature continues to cause sorrow. You children know the secrets of the drama. Therefore, you say that this is nothing new. Om Shanti. You children are now being showered with the rain of this knowledge. All of you are now confluence-aged. All other humans are iron-aged. At present, people in the world have many different ideas and opinions. You children only have one direction. You receive the one direction from God alone. People on the path of devotion chant, do penance, and go on pilgrimages, etc. They think that those are the ways to attain God. They say that only after performing devotion can one attain God. But they do not know when devotion begins or how long it lasts. They simply say that they attain God by performing devotion. This is why they do many types of devotion. They believe that they have been continuing to do devotion from the beginning of time. They think that they will definitely attain God one day, that they will attain God in one form or another. What will he do? He will definitely grant salvation because he is the bestower of salvation for all. They do not know who God is or when he comes. Even though they sing various kinds of praise of him, that he is the purifier, the ocean of knowledge. Only through this knowledge is there salvation. They know that God is incorporeal, just as we souls are incorporeal. Then we take bodies. We souls reside with our Father in the supreme abode. We are not residents of this place. They are not able to tell you accurately of the place where you originally reside. Some think that they will go to heaven, but no one is able to go directly to heaven from here. Some say that they will merge into the eternal light. That too is wrong. That would make souls perishable. There cannot be eternal liberation, moksha. Since they speak of an eternally predestined drama, it indicates that this cycle continues to turn, that history and geography continue to repeat. However, they do not know how the cycle turns. They neither know the cycle nor God. They wander around so much on the path of devotion. You know who God is. You call God the Father. Therefore, because we each have a physical father, and yet we still remember that one, let it enter the intellects that there are two fathers, Lokik, of this world, and the Parlokik, beyond this world. People do so much devotion in order to attain that Parlokik Father. He resides in Parlok, the world beyond. There is definitely the incorporeal world. You know very well that everything people do belongs to the path of devotion. Devotion and only devotion has continued in the kingdom of Ravan. There cannot be this knowledge. There can never be salvation through devotion. People remember the Father who grants salvation. Therefore, he must surely have come at some point and granted salvation. You know that this world is totally Tamopradhan. It was once Satopradhan. It is now Tamopradhan. So many upheavals continue to take place. There is so much chaos, and robbers continue to loot everything. They beat people up and loot their money. They make them inhale all sorts of drugs to make them unconscious. This is the kingdom of Ravan. This is a huge, unlimited play. It takes 5,000 years to go around the cycle. A play is like a drama, film. This wouldn't be called a play. If an actor in a play falls ill, he can be replaced, but that is not possible in this drama. This drama is eternal. For instance, if someone is ill, it would be said that it is fixed in the drama for him to become ill. This drama is eternally predestined. When you explain to others about this drama, they become confused. You know that this drama is unlimited. The same actors will be there after a cycle. Just as it is raining now, so it will be raining again after a cycle. In the same way, there will also be the same upheavals. You children know that the rain of this knowledge doesn't fall on everyone. However, the sound that God, the ocean of knowledge, has come will definitely reach everyone. Your main subject is yoga. Only you listen to the rain of this knowledge, but that rain reigns over the whole world. Through your yoga, there is constant peace. You tell everyone that God has come in order to establish heaven, but many call themselves God. So who would believe you? This is why the Father says that only a few out of many will emerge. Amongst you, you also understand number-wise that God the Father has come. You have to take your inheritance from the Father. The Father has also explained how you should remember him. You have to consider yourselves to be souls. People have become body conscious. The Father says, only when all human souls have become impure do I come. You have become completely Tamopradhan. I have now come to make you Satopradhan. In the previous cycle too, I explained how you can become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. Simply remember me. I have come to give you my own introduction and that of creation. Everyone in the kingdom of Ravan remembers that Father. Souls remember their Father. The Father is bodiless. He is a point. He is given a name. You are called Saligrams, and the Father is called Shiva. It is the bodies of you children that are given names. Whereas the Father is the Supreme Soul, he does not have to take a body. He has entered this one. This is the body of Brahma. It is not this one who is called Shiva. Soul is the name of each of you, and each of you enters a body. The Supreme Soul is the Father of all souls. Therefore, everyone has two fathers. One is incorporeal, and the other is corporeal. This one is then called the Alaukik, Wonderful Father. There are so many children. Because there are so many Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, people are unable to understand this. They are not able to understand what type of religion this is. You know that the words Kumars and Kumaris belong to this family path. There are the parents and the sons and daughters. On the path of devotion, they remember him. You are the mother, you are the father. You have now found the mother and father, and he has adopted you. No one is adopted in the golden age. There is no mention of adoption there. This word exists here. Other fathers are limited, whereas that one is the unlimited father. This is an unlimited adoption. This is a very deep secret and worth understanding. You do not fully explain anything to anyone. Whenever someone first comes here and says that he wants to have a glimpse of our Guru, say to him, "This is not a temple. Just look at what is written on the board." There are so many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. All of them are the children of Prajapita, father of the people. You too are one of the people. God creates the world, and he creates us too through the lotus lips of Brahma. We belong to the new world, whereas you belong to the old world. It is during the confluence age that we are made to belong to the new world. This is the age for becoming the most elevated human beings. You are standing at the confluence age, whereas everyone else is in the Iron Age. It is as though there is a partition. Just look how many partitions there are now. The head of each religion wants to look after his own people and keep their equals and everyone in their own religion happy, so that no one leaves their state. Previously, a king had a right over all of his people. The king was considered to be the parent, the provider of food. There are no longer any kings or queens. Everything has been split into pieces. There is so much upheaval and chaos. There are sudden floods and earthquakes. All of this is dying in sorrow. Only you Brahmins now understand how you are all brothers. Therefore you have to live with one another with a lot of love, like milk and sugar. You are the children of the one Father. So let there be a lot of love amongst you. The lamb and the lion are very great enemies here, and yet they drink water from the same pool in the kingdom of Rama. Here there is fighting in every home. There are wars between nations. Because of their many different opinions, they even fight amongst themselves. You now know that you have taken your inheritance from the Father many times, and that you then lost it. That is, you conquer Ravan, and you are then defeated by him. We become the masters of the world by following the Srimat of the One Father. This is why he is called God the Highest on High. He is called the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness for all. He is now showing you the path to happiness. You children have to be like milk and sugar with one another. People of the world are all like salt water. They do not take long to kill one another. You are the children of God, and so you have to be like milk and sugar. You children of God are even higher than the deities. You become the Father's helpers so much. You help him to make people elevated. Therefore you should know in your hearts that you too are elevated human beings. Do you have divine virtues? Someone who has devilish traits wouldn't be considered to be a child of the Father. This is why it is said that one who dishonors the Satguru cannot reach the destination. Iron-aged gurus say this of themselves and make people afraid. Therefore, the Father explains to you children, worthy children are those who glorify the Father's name and live together like milk and sugar. The Father always says, remain like milk and sugar. Do not fight and become like salt water. It is here that you have to become like milk and sugar. You must have a lot of love for one another, because you are all God's children. It is because God is most lovely that everyone remembers him. Therefore you have to have a lot of love for one another. Otherwise you cause the Father's honor to be lost. How can the children of God be like salt water with one another? How could they then claim a status? The Father says, live like milk and sugar with one another. If you are like salt water, you will not be able to imbibe virtues. So how would you claim a high status if you do not follow the Father's directions? By becoming body conscious, you fight with one another. If you are soul conscious, there cannot be any conflict. You have found God the Father, and so you have to imbibe divine virtues. You souls have to become like the Father. Just as the Father has purity, happiness and love, etc., so you have to become like him. Otherwise you will not be able to claim a high status. Study with the Father and claim a high status. Those who bring benefit to many are able to become kings and queens. All the rest become maids and servants. Any of you can understand what you will become. Someone who is studying this can accordingly understand for himself how he is going to glorify Baba's name. the children of God have to be most lovely, so that anyone who sees them becomes very happy. Baba too should find them very sweet. First of all, one's own home has to be reformed. First the family and then others. Whilst living in your households, stay as pure as a lotus and live like milk and sugar. Let anyone who sees you say, "Oh ho, this is heaven." Prior to this knowledge, Baba had seen such families, 6 or 7 married sons living in the same family, all waking up early in the morning and performing devotion. There was absolute peace in the house. You belong to God's family. Swans and storks cannot live together. You have to become swans. Baba would not be pleased if you became like salt water. Baba would say, "You defame my name so much. If you do not live like milk and sugar, you will not claim a high status in heaven. A lot of punishment will be experienced. If, after belonging to the Father, you become like salt water, you will experience 100-fold punishment and will continue to have visions of the status you will claim. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Pay constant attention to becoming most lovely because you are the children of God. You must not be like salt water with one another. First reform yourself and then give others teachings to reform them. 2. Just as the Father has purity, happiness, love and all virtues, so you too must become like the Father. Do not perform any act that would dishonour the Satguru. You have to glorify the Father's name with your behaviour. Blessing. May you remain constantly stable and unshakable and always have courage and enthusiasm by staying aware of the Father and your attainments. Constantly keep in front of you a list of all the attainments you have received from the Father since your birth. For your attainment to be fixed and unshakable, your courage and enthusiasm also have to be unshakable. Instead of being unshakable, if your mind is sometimes mischievous, or if there is some mischief in your stage, the reason for that is that you are not constantly keeping the Father and your attainments in front of you. When the experience of all attainments is constantly in front of you and in your awareness, all obstacles will then finish and you will always have new zeal and enthusiasm and your stage will be constant and unshakable. Slogan. To remain constantly content while doing any type of service means to claim good marks. Abhyakt signal, adopt the culture of truth and good manners. You Brahmin children are very royal. Others should experience your good manners and truthfulness from your face and behavior. It is said that royal souls are goddesses of good manners. The way they speak, regard others, walk, eat and drink, and every action they perform reveals their natural good manners and truthfulness. It should not be that you set out to prove the truth, but don't have any manners. This cannot be right. Om Shanti.